Cat made an exaggerated, happy shake. Oh, this just gives you the warm and fuzzies, doesn't it? She sobered. I vote we unleash my grandmother and let her eat the whole lot of them.
Your grandmother? Zakhar asked.
Sin laughed in a low tone.
Apollomy.
Zakhar paled.
How well imprisoned is she?
Well enough we're basically safe from her wrath.
Cat's eyes lightened. But I can invoke her powers if I need to.
The men gaped at her. You can do what?
Sin asked. This was the first time he'd heard this part of her powers.
Invoke her powers, she repeated. Sweet 16 birthday present. Anyone who messes with me gets a taste of Atlantean destruction. It's why I said Deimos is no problem for me. I can take his ass out blindfolded and beat him.
Sin was glad to have that knowledge. However, there was one drawback to it.
But we have to keep you charged.
She nodded. It helps.
Good, Zakhar said.
We have at least one surprise they don't know about. But both of you have to remember that in dreams, nothing is what it seems. They may attack you as demons, but they may not. They could come at you as your best friend.
He looked at Cat.
Your mother, your brother, anyone or anything that you're close to, they are masters at this, and they've had a lot of practice. They can't really hurt you, but they can disturb your sleep enough to impair you while you're awake.
Sin rubbed his hand over his face as he considered that.
Damn.
Kitara?
Cat shouted out suddenly. Her voice echoed around them. Sin scowled at her.
What are you doing?
She folded her arms over her chest.
I want to sleep in peace at night. Be damned if I'm going to let some two-bit piece of demon-like Kassar keep me from resting. He thinks he's a badass? Well, I know a few myself.
She paused before she shouted again.
Kitara!
Stop yelling at me! A woman almost as tall as Cat appeared behind her. She had wavy black hair, porcelain skin, and large eyes so blue they didn't look real. She was dressed in a black leather pantsuit with a silver loop belt and 4-inch heeled boots. Cat smiled as she turned to face her.
There you are, my evil friend.
Sin was wary over Cat's greeting.
Evil?
To the core of her rotten soul.
It's true, Kitara agreed.
There's nothing like a bitch in heels, of which I'm the biggest.
She turned back to Cat.
I know there has to be a point to this, since you're in a dream with gorgeous twins, and nobody's naked. I could have sworn I taught you better, Katra.
Sin crossed his arms over his chest as he narrowed his gaze on Cat. Cat held her hands up in mock surrender.
She didn't mean it like that. I never did such a thing.
Uh-huh,
he said, not believing her for a minute. No wonder she'd been so skilled.
It's true. Kitara, tell him.
Tell him what? She asked innocently.
Cat's a raging nymphomaniac.
Tara!
Oh, all right, Kitara finally conceded. She's so bland she makes plain toast look spicy.